Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view and listen to our broadcast this morning. We also encourage you to watch our TV program that airs right after this broadcast on public access channel number 6 on your television, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs, also our TV programs are there, and a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. This time, we want to continue our discussion that we have been doing this month on the subject of rightly dividing the Word of God. Another reason why we are a member of the Lord's Church. We have thus far looked at the different divisions of the Bible, and then we looked at the different dispensations of time last week. Today, we're going to look a little bit more closely at the dispensations of time by giving you some major events that took place in each of these dispensations. We're going to begin in the patriarchal age. As we said, this patriarchal age began in Genesis chapter 1, lasted to Exodus 20, and was approximately 2,500 years. And the first person that we're introduced to in this patriarchal age, of course, is Adam and Eve at creation in Genesis 1 and 2. Also in this patriarchal age, we have the introduction to sin, when man failed to obey God and yielded to temptation by the serpent. They committed sin, and thus sin fell upon man, and the consequences for that was that man would die spiritually, and he did, because he was driven from the presence of God in Genesis 3:24 and from the Garden of Eden, just like God said that he would die in the day that he ate, according to Genesis 2:16 and 17. And so we see that we have Adam and Eve and sin. We also see the first sacrifice in Genesis 4, and we see that man cannot change or amend what God says, because that's what Cain did when he offered a substitute sacrifice, and God did not accept it, and it led Cain to become angry with his brother Abel, and he even murdered him. But we see that in Genesis chapter 4. In Genesis chapter 5, there is a list of genealogies that gives us time period. We also see in that list of genealogy that men lived very long periods of time. Methuselah lived 969 years. Adam lived 930. In Genesis chapter 6 through 9, we have the story of the flood, when God looked down upon man after about 1656 years from creation, determined that his heart was evil continually, and he determined to destroy man whom he created along with all living things except that which would be taken into the ark. And we read that account in Genesis 6 through 9. We also see the patriarch Abraham introduced to us in Genesis chapter 11, and then the promises that were given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 is really a capsule version of the entire Bible. The nation promise, the land promise, and the seed promise. And two of those promises will be fulfilled in the old, the nation and land promise, and then the seed promise will see its fruition and see its fulfillment in Jesus Christ himself in the New Testament. In the book of the patriarchal age, we have the giving of the law, and the law contained all the restrictions and guidelines that God gave the children of Israel, how the tabernacle was to be set up, what material was to be used to set it up, the place of all the furniture that would go into the tabernacle is covered in the book of Exodus. The last really 10 chapters deal with that, the construction and the setting up of the tabernacle. We also see the responsibilities and duties of the Levitical priesthood. That's given in Leviticus, in the book it bears the name of the Levites. And there we read about all the trespass offering, the sin offering, the burnt offering, the free will offering, the grain offering, the drink offering, and the other offerings and sacrifices that God required for different reasons and different purposes, all those are covered in the patriarchal law. We also see in the book of God, in the patriarchal, the beginning of the Sabbath law, where the Sabbath was now a holy day, part of the law of Moses, where the Sabbath was to be a memorial to God and that they were to do no labor on the Sabbath, and they were to keep Sabbath holy as they were directed in Genesis 20 in verse number, Exodus 20 and verse number 8. We also see in this time the patriarchs. The patriarchs are those men who made up this period of time. We have men like Adam, and then we had Noah, we had Abraham, we have his son Isaac, and then his son Jacob, and then the 12 tribes of Israel that come from the 12 sons of Jacob, and then these are the patriarchs. These are the patriarchs that lived and functioned during the time of the patriarchal age. And as we said, that though that period of time ceased and ended at the giving of the law on Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 20. And that ushers in the second period of time, that is the dispensation of the Mosaic Age. It began in Exodus 20 and would last until the end of Matthew chapter 27. And in this period of time, we see the main character in the beginning is Moses. And he shows that animal blood and blood sacrifices is necessary in order to gain forgiveness of sin. And you can read that in Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27 through 35. Also during this age, we have the building of the tabernacle and also the temple that would replace the tabernacle by being a more permanent structure that would be built in the days of Solomon. It would be dedicated by Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 8. We also see the great nation that formed as God promised, and that nation we would see would get ready to go into the promised land in the giving of them in the books of Deuteronomy, the giving the last speeches of Moses, where he was preparing the new generation that grew up in the wilderness after the first generation died due to their disobedience. The next generation grew up, and it was going into the promised land. And that would be covered in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, they would take the promised land. Then it would be allotted to the tribes according to their size. And then they would be given their homes. Also in the book of the Mosaic Age, we have the law of Moses. The law of Moses was a national law that was given to the nation of Israel that was to guide them and lead them and instruct them and the things that God would have them to do in his relationship with them. And then we have the gospel given in promise in passages like Jeremiah chapter 31, 31 through 34, that reads that God is going to make a new covenant with both with Israel and with the Gentiles, and that covenant is going to be the law of Christ. And we also see in the Mosaic Age that the nation of Israel and the requirements of the old law and all of those things came to an end when Christ died upon the cross. When he died upon the cross, then the Mosaic Age came to an end. Therefore, no one can use that law in order to justify and to proof text practices today because we don't live under that law. As an example, there are many religious organizations that still practice tithing. But tithing is a law that was given to the nation of Israel under the old law. We no longer live under that law. And so tithing is not practiced today biblically and according to God's word because it is a law that was under the dispensation of the Mosaic Age and not for the the Christian age. Well, that leads us to the last age, and that is the age of the Christian age. This begins in Acts 2 at the giving of the first sermon on the day of Pentecost and would last until Christ comes again, whatever period of time that might be. In this Christian age, we see the blood of Christ and its significance. It is the redemption price for sin. It is the thing that makes it possible that we can be redeemed from sin and we can be saved from our sinful conduct. We see the value of that blood in Matthew 26, verse 28, that Jesus said that it would give us remission of sin. We also see that the church is established in the Christian age, is promised by Jesus himself in Matthew 16:18, and then it comes to pass in the first century in Acts 2:47 on the first Pentecost after the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ and his ascension back to heaven. We also see that the law of Christ now replaces the law of Moses. We read that in John 1:17, and in Colossians 2:14, we're told that that law was nailed to the cross. We also see that the Lord's Day is now on the first day of the week and not the Sabbath, and now we live under the law of Christ, and our religious day is the first day of the week, Revelation 20:7. We also see that they were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:26, and the term is used again in 1 Peter 4:16. And so we see the new name for God's people being that of Christians, Christ-like. We are to have his character in our lives. And we know that during this time, God's law is enforced for a short period of time. In Hebrews 9:15-17, it alludes to that we live under the Christian age, and it is enforced as long as time lasts upon this earth. There will not be another dispensation of time. Therefore, that disproves and destroys the myth of the thousand-year reign on earth. The Bible refers to this time period in the Scriptures as the last days, Hebrews 1:1-2, and also Acts 2:17. And so we are living in the last days. That simply means the last dispensation of time. And that time is the Christian age. And it's regulated by the laws of Christ. And it's regulated by the New Testament. Now this year and this age began at the giving of the first sermon in Acts 2 and would last as long as time remains on earth. This is the last dispensation of time. There will never be another. And so all those who live in this time period are required to follow the instructions of God in order to be pleasing and acceptable to him. And it is the book of God, beginning in the book of Romans through Jude, that gives us instruction in how we are to live as God's people in all our fleshly relationships, in our marriages, with our children, and then with us, and also our relationships that we have in Christ Jesus, along with our responsibility to the lost and to those who are outside the ark of safety and are walking in the broad and wide path. We have a duty to them, and that's all covered under the law that's contained in the Christian age. Now, I want to conclude this morning by reading a very short passage of Scripture in Hebrews 1:1-2. Hebrews 1:1-2. Here we read, very quickly, "As in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, whom also he made the world." You see, God spoke in different matters in different time periods, but he has always communicated to man in an understandable way by giving him instructions and guidelines in order that he might live by them, be obedient to God, have faith in God, and therefore please him by being obedient and submission to his will. We encourage you to tune in again next week as we will conclude our study of looking at rightly dividing the Word of God.